Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Lamid Vav. We're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amid. We started the new perek yesterday of Ketzen Mevorachin, the brachas that we make on various foods. And today we're going to talk much more in depth about particular foods. The food that we left off with yesterday was olive oil, where the Gemara said that on olive oil we make a bracha boirei pri ha'etz. Olive oil, as you know, was originally oil, was originally olives. We process the olives into oil, and they retain the same name, the same bracha, as the olives themselves, boirei pri ha'etz. Based on that, the Gemara now goes into a related discussion about kimcha de chiti. Kemach, of course, is flour. Chiti is wheat. So we're talking about wheat flour. Wheat flour normally, of course, is not really edible. You use wheat flour to go and, after you take the flour and mix it with water or juice, you make out of it cake or bread, or challah, matzah, etc. But here the person chose to go and eat the kemach raw the way it is. So the question is, what bracha do you make? If you know a boirei pri ho adama, Rav Nachman, a shahakol ni bedvarei. A machloik is whether you make ho adama or whether you make a shahakol. Now what's the svara of Rav Yehuda to say boirei pri adama? We can understand Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, any food that doesn't have any particular chashivas of bracha, you make a shahakol. So you make a shahakol on this. But Rav Yehuda says you make a boirei pri adama, says Rashi, because it is like koseis chitin. What happens if a person takes the raw wheat itself and he chews on the raw wheat? We're going to see Mechim tomorrow in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say you make a boirei pri ho'adama. So when you've taken the chitim and you have transformed them, converted them into kemach, into flour, says Rav Yehuda, there's really no change. Both chitim, the raw chitim, as well as the kemach of the chitim, are both boirei pri adama, because there's been no real change. You make a boirei pri adama. No change in terms of the chashivas. Rav Nachman says shahakol. Only Rav Lerav Nachman. Lo yitzifak alei derav Yehuda. Rav says Rav Nachman, don't argue with Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, as you remember, was one of the earlier Tanoim. He was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. And Rav Nachman is among the later Tanoim, the last generation, because Abaye, Rav, Rav Papa, Rav Nachman, those were all among the later generations of the Amoraim. So Rav is saying to Rav Nachman, don't go and argue with Rav Yehuda, that early Amoira, because not only is he from an earlier generation, but also Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel, because he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel. What did Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel say? The Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, V'chein Amr Bietzak, Amr of Yochanan, Shemen Zayis Mavorchen Olav Boirei Priho Eitz. That olive oil, which we just spoke about a moment ago, we make a bracha boirei pri ha'etz. Al ma'afgav dishtani minilt, afgav dishtani, even though we have changed the olives, and we've changed them into olive oil, zokti gemara b'milt seikoi, it still remains with the same bracha. The olives have a boirei pri ha'etz, and the olive oil is a boirei pri ha'etz. Hochanami, here too, avgav dishtani, even though we've taken the original wheat and we have changed it from wheat into flour, b'miltzekoi, it remains with the same bracha. What would that bracha be? A boirei pri adama, just like a koseis, a person who chews chitim. Chitim again is wheat. He makes a boirei pri adama, like Rashi says, from the Gemara tomorrow. That's a Rashi here, boirei pri adama, about 13, 14 lines from the top of the Amud, Boirei Pri Adama, Kishar, Koises, Chitim, Shivorach, Boirei Pri Adama. So even though it has been changed, it's no different than olive oil has been changed. You make a Boirei Pri Adama. So therefore, says Rava, to Rav Nachman, don't hold that you make a Shahakal, hold like Rav Yehuda that you say Boirei Pri Adama. Zok Timoro, 1 second. The parallel is not really good. It's not a good comparison. Why not? Because me dummy. How do you compare the case of the kimcha de chiti, the flour of wheat, to the case of olive oil? Hosam lesle iluya achrina. After you've changed the olive oil, I'm sorry, after you've changed the olives into olive oil, the buck stops there. there is no further step in terms of processing. There's no later stage. And therefore, it ends at Boyer Priyat. Hacha, here in the case of the Kemach, Isla Iluyachrina. How? Bepas. We're still only in the mid stages of the processing of the chitim. Chitim starts off as wheat. It's true, we've done a great job in converting the wheat into flour. It took a lot of effort to do that, including threshing, and including winnowing, and crushing, and grinding, and this, that, and the other thing. But bottom line is, it's still in the middle. When will it be finished? It'll only be finished when we have the final product of making a dough and baking a cake, or baking bread, or challah, or matzah. That's what Gemara says, Hachi Isli Eluya Achrina Bepas. And therefore, Hachi Isli Eluya Achrina Lemavachim Nalei, Bayer Priyadam, Elish Ahakol, Zokter Chram Nachman, when it's still mid-stage, we haven't reached the final process yet, it's still being processed in the middle, we're still in the middle, then you make a Shahakol, you know, make a Bayer Priyadam, and therefore the Rai that you've brought to Rav Yehuda, from the case of the olive oil, is not a good Rai, it's not a good comparison. Freit Gemara, Azei, you want to go and tell me that because of the fact that it's not fully processed, you make a shahakoil. Vomrab Zeid, Omer Basna, Omer Shmuel. Akara Chaya, Chaya means raw. Kara is from the gourd family, like a pumpkin. If you eat raw pumpkin, the Kimcha Desari and Kemach flour, not of chitim, not of wheat, of sari, of barley. Now the focus of the Gemara is not going to be now on the Kara Chaya, but on the Kimcha Desari. The Shmuel said that on barley flour, you make a shahakol. Frank the Gemara, why did he talk about barley flour? Most people don't eat barley flour because it's very inferior to wheat flour. So perhaps the reason why Shmuel is focusing on barley flour is to tell you a diuk, an inference. My love the chiti boyer pri adama, probably what Shmuel is suggesting in a very subtle way, that if you're eating barley flour, it's shahakol. But if you're eating wheat flour, it's a boyer pri adama. So how did Rav Nachman say that on wheat flour you make a shahakol ne'ebid v'aroi? Are you telling me Rav Nachman is arguing with Shmuel? It could be that Shmuel holds that across the board, every time you're eating flour, whether it's flour of se'orim or flour of chitim, whether it happens to be barley or whether it happens to be wheat, if you're eating it the way it is, you think to yourself, how do you eat flour? Just like we said before, you're koseis, you chew it, just like chewing gum. You don't swallow it, presumably, because it's not the type of thing that, you know, really edible, but before the advent of chewing gum, presumably, just like people chewed on wheat kernels, they also chewed on wheat or barley flour. It's Zokti Gemara. Nochem, let's not get off track. Just like Shmuel, the Gemara is asking, how does Rav Nachman hold that on Kimcha Dechiti you make a Shahakoil? I see that Shmuel Paskin, that on Kimcha Desari you make a Shahakoil. And perhaps the reason why Shmuel said that is because barley is so inferior, that's why you make a shakel. But if it was chitim, if you're talking about wheat, then avadi you would go and make a bayer pri ha'adama. So the afreit Gemara is a shver from Shmuel on Rav Nachman. It could be that the chitinam is shakel imidvar. It could be that Shmuel holds across the board anything which is flour, whether it's wheat flour, whether it's barley flour, you make a shakel just like Rav Nachman said. Oy bazoi, so why did Shmuel talk about barley v'lashmin and chiti? Let it say about wheat flour you make a shahakol. The kolshkin decided, and everybody would certainly agree that on tzayim you make a shahakol, because madach, the much more refined, the much better product of wheat flour, if you're making a shahakol, then certainly on the less refined, this somewhat gross product called barley flour, then certainly you would go and make a shahakol. You wouldn't make a bari priyadam, you wouldn't make a bari priyait. For sure you would go and make a shahakol. Please come in. So Gemara, Iyash mina dechiti. Come in! Iyash mina dechiti, have a mina hanimila dechiti, have the sari loy. Fakert, the reason why I have to say Sa'oiran is because if it would only say Chitin, I would have thought that only Chitin you make a Shehakel. Avdesari le'libracha le'klal. But when it comes to Sa'oiran, I would say you shouldn't make a bracha at all. Because it's so inferior, maybe it doesn't even get to the status of being Nehenna, that a person has pleasure from it. Because it's so gross eating that flour. Kamashalan, that's the Chiddush of Shmuel. That not only on Kimbucha the Chiti, which is considered to be a much better product, but even Kimbucha the Sari, which is so inferior, even there, person should make a Shehakel. As we'll see in a moment, it's not only because it's an inferior, there's another very good reason why a person might not make a bracha on Kimcha Desari. We'll see in another two lines. Frank Dimar, how can you even have a Havamina that if you go and eat Kimcha Desari, that you don't make a bracha at all? Frank Dimar, mi gora, mi melech, the zamis is less than salt, or zamis, zamis is mei melech, zaltzwasser, salt water like we have on Pesach night. Is Kimcha the sari less than those? Now we learned in the Mishnah, even though those clearly have less nourishment and are more inferior in terms of edibility than kimcha the sari. Kimcha sari, at least it's barley, at least it's grain. Okay, it's inferior. But melech and zamas are not edible at all. Of course, you can use melech and zamas to go and season things, but you don't go and eat melech itself or zamas. And if you have to make a shahakal, then what does Shmuel have to go and tell me, legabe kimcha desari, make a shahakal? Of course you make a shahakal on kimcha desari. Madach on salt or salt water, you make a shahakal, certainly on kimcha desari. Zimanani, you're wrong. It's so katat chaminamelech with zamas of it in ishtashad of the pume. If a person, his mouth is chweis, I don't know, he has a bad mouth odor, or if it happens, he needs a refreshment of his mouth. It's dry, it's too moist, it's too this, it's too that. People at times are going to go and give a shot of melech or zamis in his mouth to go and refreshen it, to dry it, to make it more moist, whatever the situation is. People will do that from time to time. Just like you see, people take sometimes snuff and they put it into their noses and you take a snuff. So here a person might go and take a little melech or zamis and he gives a shot into his mouth. And with kimcha desari, nobody does that. You know why? Because it's bad for your health. In which respect? It has kukiyani. It's actually kukiyani, middle of the line, middle of the amud. If you eat the flour of barley, that brings on stomach worms. And therefore I would think, liver chaliklal. This is, you're mazik yourself. It's injurious to your health. Maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. Even though it's injurious. A bracha daf menachen, because you have hanoa, for those people that have hanoa, from chewing the flour of barley. Presumably this would apply to lots of foods. For instance, lots of people eat thick steaks, and they do it on a constant basis. If you go and ask the doctors, they'll tell you that it leads to a clogging of the arteries. If you eat too many sweets, chas v'shalom, a person can become a diabetic. These things are injurious to your health, but people indulge in them anyway because they have a gnaw. People have a craving for these types of foods. So you have to make a bracha. Since the doctors told me I'm not allowed to go and eat any cholesterol, that I'm not allowed to go and eat sweets, maybe I should eat without a bracha. No, if you have a gnaw, you have to make a bracha. Anyway, bottom line is, we thought we had a knockout raya against Rav Nachman, because Rav Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, that they both hold that when you've processed something, you still retain the old bracha. So therefore, just like on Chitim, you make a Bari Pri Adama. The Kimcha Chitim, you should make a Bari Pri Adama. They must say, no, because there, the Shemen Zayis, the buck stops here in terms of the processing after it reaches the stage of olive oil. Mashenkin, when you're talking about the case of Kimcha Chitim, it's still midway, mid-stage, and therefore you make a shakal. If that's the case, why did Shmuel say the Dafka on Kimcha Desari? You make a shakal, even on Kimcha the Chiti make a shakal. Says, you're right. It's true. even on kibbutz chitiyah make a shahakol, like Rav Nachman says. So Ibazoi, why does Shmuel focus on kimcha desari? Because all kedai to hamina, nobody would eat kimcha desari, and even if you do eat it, it's not considered to be a food item because it's damaging to your health. It brings on kukiyoni, brings on stomach worms. Kamash malon, if you have a noa bachila, you still got to make a brach. And now we turn to a brand new food item, kura. What exactly is kura? Rashi says in the middle of the Amid, Rach Shel Dekel. You see, smack in the middle of the Amid, Rashi, right next to where it says Likute Rashi in some Gemaras. Kura is Rach Shel Dekel. That means a soft branch of a palm tree. The article defines it as palm shoots. So it's a branch that's come out from the side of the palm tree, and it's still soft. It is similar to, well, let's first finish off the Rashi. Kishanofav gidelim choshana v'shana, every year that brand new branches grow on the palm tree. Kider chaloylanis, hanoysif v'shana zu, rach, that is added this year, in other words, it's totally fresh, it's still soft, and is edible. V'shana shniya, but if you leave it for the next year, miskash v'nas eitz, it becomes as hard as a piece of wood, as hard as a branch. Ah. Now, if you know, those of you that buy lulavim on pre-Sukkot, very often you'll see that there is brown stuff on the back of the lulav, and sometimes it goes all the way to the top, covering the middle, the tioimus of the lulav. And you ask the sachrim, and they'll tell you that's called kura. So it's not exactly the same. Lulav, by the way, is something which grows on a palm tree, and as we know, it is relatively soft in the first year. If you leave the palm tree, you leave the lulavim on the palm tree, by the next year it becomes hard and stiff. And in fact, in Eretz Yisrael, in many places, they use that for schach on top of their sukkahs. If you look carefully, it is really what was a lulav last year, but you left it on the tree, and by the next year it got so hard, it became wood, and if you cut it and you use that for schach. Okay. Anyway, so the kura that we're talking about over here is the soft branches, like a lulav, the first year of the palm tree. What happens if you were to go and chew that or eat that? So, machlokes not Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Omer, Omar, Boyer Priyadama, you make a Boyer Priyadama, Shmuel, Omer, Shakalim, Advarim. Even though it grows from the tree, it doesn't have a din of Boyer Priya Eitz, because Boyer Priya Eitz would be Peirois of the tree. In other words, on the tree, you have from those branches are growing, for instance, tamarim, dates. Palm trees typically grow dates. So date would be the pre of the eitz. Here we're talking about the eitz itself. The eitz itself is not the pre of the eitz, but it's the pre of the adama, because the tree is the fruit of the ground. The tamarim, the fruits that grow on the tree, those are the fruits of the tree. That's Bayer Priya Eitz, and that's why this would be Bayer Priya Dhamma, because the kura grows, it's a part of the tree which grows from the ground. Shmuel says, nah, it's just a hakel. Now we'll see the svaris. Rav Yehuda Amar Bayer Priya Dhamma Peiro. Maisa, it is the produce, it's the fruit of the ground, it's the tree, and therefore you make a Bayer Priya Dhamma. Shmuel Amar Shakel Nimidvari. Since next year it's going to be hard, I would say as a rock, but really it's going to be hard as wood, even now it's not deemed to be a food, even though truth of the matter is now it's edible. But since it's destined to be hard, even now it's not called a fruit, and therefore you make a shakel. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana. Shinana, as we know, always has a double interpretation. Either it means you with the long teeth, or Shinana means you who are very sharp-witted, very sharp individual. You have this throughout Chas, that Shmuel called his Talmud of Yehuda, he called him Shinna. Anyway, he said, Kabosach Mustabra. So now Shmuel has what we would say, what's the halachic integrity, in the sense that Shmuel says, even though I personally hold Shehakel, but the Svara is like you, Rav Yehuda, that you say you make a Bayer Priya Dhamma. What's the Svara? Dotsnoin. We have something very comparable, and that is radishes. If you leave the radish growing and you don't cut it and you don't eat it, but just leave it to grow, leave it there for another month or two or three or whatever, it becomes so hard, it becomes inedible. Yet we cut it early on, we make a bracha. And so therefore the same thing applies to these branches of the palm trees, these palm shoots. If you were to leave them for next year, it's going to be safe from the hakshos. And nevertheless, now when they're edible, we should make a bayir priya adama, just like you say, Rav Yehuda, bayir priya adama. Say Shmuel, I agree at least in svara to what you're saying, Rav Yehuda. Says Imar Balamai Sevalohi, even though Shmuel is complimenting and saying something very flattering to Rav Yehuda, that your svara makes more sense than my halacha, but nevertheless, tznoin, there's no comparison. Why? Because tznoin, not the inchi adaita, the pugla. Pugla is just an Aramaic term for tznoin, for radishes. When people go and plant radishes because they want to eat radishes. So even though they know that if they leave them too long, they're going to be hard, but I'm going to cut it before it becomes hard. I'm going to cut it when it's still soft. That's why it has a din of a priyu adama and make a bayir priyu adama. However, dikula not the inchi adaita dikura. Nobody plants palm trees so that people should go and eat the palm shoots. They want the palm shoots to stay on the tree, become hard, become branches, and then produce fruit or be used in subsequent years for wood or wood substitutes, like using it for tzchach, like we spoke about. So therefore, don't cut off the kura, leave the kura on. Inchi. If you didn't plant it for that purpose, you don't make that type of bracha. So by the tznoin, since you planted it to eat the tznoin, you make a bayir priya adama. But since when you planted the palm tree and it grows the shoots, you didn't plant the palm tree to go and produce shoots, you did it to produce the tamarim, the dates, that's why you don't make a bracha of the bayir priya adama, you make a shahakal nimidvari. Frey Timura, what did you just say now? That because you're not the inchi adaita dehachi, because he didn't plant the kura for that purpose, therefore you don't make a bracha of bayir priya adama. By tzlaf, tzlaf is what we call the caper bush, to not the inchi adaita de pircha. People go and plant it for purposes of its fruit. The word pircha over here doesn't mean perach, like a flower, but it means for its fruit, as is a trashi. Utnat, and we learned in the Mishnah, al mine nitzva. Now we'll see here in the Gemara that the word tzlaf, which is called a caper bush, has many different names as well as many different details and parts of the tzlaf, some which are considered to be more edible or more fruit-like, and some things which are considered to be less fruit-like. We have the term tzlaf, we have the term nitzpe, and in the other, on the Amud Beis, we're even going to have a new term, which will be Emiyat Hashem Bitisa. We're going to have that on the bottom of the Amud. Anyway, lots of names. So what's the din of this caper bush? Alo alin, alin means on the leaves. The ala tmoris, tmoris means little, like dates, but they're not really dates. And Rashi says they're similar to our arovis. For those of you that have ever seen large quantities of arovis, you'll notice sometimes an arova leaf is attached with such a small little growth. You might call it an arova berry, or an arova date, tmoris. And those are not typically eaten, though it's typically part of the leaf. If you look at the Rashi quickly, mine nitzpa, I'll go back to Rashi before, tzlaf, halfway, it's parallel to the first wide line of the Gemara. Tzlaf is min eitz, that's a tree, here in a caper bush. Adaita de pircha, shem pircha, that's the name, the pircha means the fruits that grow from the tzlaf caper bush. Mina nitzbahu tzlaf, that's another name for tzlaf. Lafishik deilam baikama, mina achila kari lei mini, because they're all different types of things that grow, which are some more edible, some less edible. That's why we call it mina nitzbah. Tamaris, betoicho alim, these are the growths. Tamaris is from Russian tamar, like dates, which grow on the alim, on the leaves. Kedelim kimin tamaris, like small little dates, will bolt in and they protrude ba'ale, kimoi ba'alin shel arova, just like on the arovas. Anyway, so getting back to the Mishnah Utana, back to the Gemara. Almina nitzvah va'ala al, this is halfway down the wide lines. Almina nitzvah on the caper bush, on the tzlaf. Al, if you're eating the leaves, or if you're eating the tzmorais, the things attached to those leaves, I'm a bayir priya adama, because those are really not the intention when you go and plant the caper bush. When you plant the caper bush, you plant it to be able to eat the fruits, the berries. And what are those? Those are the evioinois. Alavioinois, those are the real fruits. The alakafrisin. Kafrisin are not fruits. Those are the klipa. Those are the shells, the peel on outside of the caper bush berries. So if you were to eat either the avionis or the kafrisin, I'm a very priate. Anyway, so what do I see from this? Nobody goes and plants a caper bush for purpose of eating the alin or the tamarais, yet I make a bracha by the priadama. So therefore the same thing should apply to when I plant the palm tree, and you have now palm shoots. Even though I didn't plant the palm tree for the palm shoots, I planted them for the ultimate dates that grow, so make a bayir pri adama. So why did Shmuel say to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinne kavosch mistavra, you're probably right that you make a bayir pri adama, and then the Gemara tried to bring a raya from Tznoin, and we said that Tznoin, people go and plant Tznoin because they want to eat Tznoin, but nobody plants palm shoots because they want to eat palm shoots, and that's why on palm shoots you don't make a bayir pri adama, but rather you go and make a shahakol mibidvarai. So nobody goes and plants caper bushes for purposes of eating the alum, for eating the leaves. People plant caper bushes for purposes of eating the evioinis and the shells of the evioinis. So you should make a bayir pri adama. You should go make a shahakol because kol heichad loy nati inshi adaita tahachi. When people don't plant it for that purpose of eating, loy mavarchinim alei, you don't make a bracha of shahak. I'm sorry, of bayir pri eitz or bayir pri adama. You make a shahakol. You have to go and distinguish between tzlaf and between dikla. By tzlaf, the reason why people go and plant the caper bush, adaita de shuta. Besides shuta, like Rashi, lechol eshu alim. Rashi is about five lines higher in the over the Gemara. Tzlaf, not the inchi adaita de shuta, lechol eshu alim, besa tomorrow, she'in ma'atin esa ilim bekach. The principal fruit of the caper bush, those are the evioinis. The kafrisin are the shells, the peels of the evioinis. Fancy term would be the husk. The peels, the shells of the evioinis. That's the principal. But there is also a secondary fruit from the caper bush, and that is the alan and tamaris. And people do eat those secondarily. Presumably on the market, they would be somewhat cheaper than the evioinis, because these are only the leaves and the fruits attached to those leaves. And therefore, tzlaf not the inchi, when people plant the caper bush, they have in mind a dait the shooter that not only will be able to eat the avioinois, but will be able to eat the alin and tamaris as well. However, dikla not the inchi, a dait the kura. Nobody goes and plants palm trees with the intent that people should go and eat the palm shoots, because I don't want these palm shoots to be eaten. I want them to stay on the tree and harden and become real live branches. And therefore, that's why there's a difference between kura and between tzlaf. The Avagav Kaltzei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, even though Shmuel initially was Mishabeach Rav Yehuda, he said Rav Yehuda is Yochtach Gut, and he brought a raya from the Tznoin. Nevertheless, Chazal Kavasi Shmuel, the Loch is like Shmuel, that a person who goes and eats from the kura these edible, soft palm shoots, you make a shahakol niyeh bedvorei, because it's not the daita, the inchi, to go and eat palm shoots. That's not why you grow them. Now, since we started talking about the tzlaf, the caper bush, we're going to have a fairly extensive discussion, the rest of the Amud Aleph, and most of the Amud Beis, and we're going to bring rayas and kashas from a number of places, and we really have to halt kop, because we're going to go from one fruit to the another, and from one name to the other. So let's go. Omer Yud Amarav. Tzlaf. Tzlaf again is this caper bush. Shel Orla. If it's from the Orla. In other words, it's from the first 3 years of growth. If it's b'chutz la'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael, in chutz la'aretz. We'll see on the bottom of the Amud that although there is a din of Orla in chutz la'aretz, however, it is much, much less than the din of Orla in Eretz Yisrael. The reason is because Rashi says Orla b'chutz la'aretz mi divrei soifrim. Midivri Seifin usually means Midrabanan. The Emes and the Mishnah, both in Orla, as well as the Mishnah and Gemara Masechtis Kiddushin, around Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches in Kiddushin, talk about Orla, And it's not so simple. In fact, there's a view that Orla is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. But for our purposes, our Gemara is going to assume that Orla is, in fact, Dibrei Sof, and that it's Terabon. Okay, so you have Slav Shel Orla B'Chutz La'aretz. What's the din? It's Orla. Zorikas Avyonis. You cannot eat the Avyonis, because the Avyonis, that's the real berry, that's the real fruit. It's Orla. Tunach Vishasim Ka'Orla, the first 3 years. So you have to throw them out. But you're allowed to eat the kafrisin, that's the shell of the avionis. What's the reason why the member of the avionis peri by kafrisin la peri? Obviously, because he considers avionis to be the real McCoy, that's the real fruit. Kafrisin is just the shell. Almina nitzvah, that brayso, that mishnah we just brought a moment ago. Almina nitzvah on the various different types of tzlaf. Al alav al tamaris, he's talking about the leaves or the growths on those leaves. Ooh, so I see that kafrisin is just the same as avyonis, that that's considered to be a pre. If it's a pre, then in early year, you should have to go and throw out the kafrisin together with the avyonis because of the fact that both of them happen to be the peri of Orla. In fact, there's a machloikis. What the status of kafrisin really is. What's that machloikis? Is it not? That machloikis is not legabi oral, it's legabi truma and maisa. The Reblezer oimitzlaf, you're talking about this caper bush, misaser tomorrow's, the avyoinis, the kafrisin. You want to eat those tomorrow's, which are those little protrusions attached to the leaves. You want to eat the berries called the avyoinois, the caper berries, or you want to eat the kafrisin. In all cases, you got trumas and maisers, because they are deemed to be real live fruit. Ah, since they're real live fruit, that's why we said on avyoinois and kafrisin, you have to make boyer pria eitz. Even though people eat tamarites, but that's a secondary eating, not the primary, so you make a boyer pria dom. But they're all fruits of the tree, and therefore there's a din of boyer, you have to go and give maiser. No. The real bona fide tree of the caper bush is the avionis, those are the caper berries. You can eat the shells, true, just like people eat grape pits. Do people like eating grape pits? Grape pits are the pits. Eating the grape, eat the pits. You're eating avionis, eat also the kafrisin. The kafrisin, that's not the real McCoy, that's not the real fruit. And therefore, there's no dinner meiser on kafrisin, no dinner meiser on tomorrow's. Only in the avyoinis. Ah! So therefore, Rabbi Kiva distinguishes between avyoinis and kafrisin, that avyoinis is the bona fide fruit. That's Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Go back 6-7 lines. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Tzlaf shel orla b'chutzlar zorikis avyoinis. Don't eat the avyoinis, it's orla. But you can go and eat the kafrisin, because avyoinis are peiris, kafrisin are not peiris. This goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, you only give meiser on the avyoinis, and not on the kafrisin. So, Frey Timora, if Rav Yehuda Amarav is following the opinion of Rav Akiva, then he will look at Rav Akiva. What does he have to go and give me a Naya Hecha Timtza about Orlin Chutz Laretz? Let him just quote the Mishnah Masechtes Maisris, which is talking about the Halacha of Maiser. We've stated in the Mishnah that if a person wants to eat kafrisin, so to Rav Akiva, you don't have to give Maiser. Only have to give maaser from avyoinis, because there's a difference. This avyoinis is a peri, and kafrisin is not a peri. So that's what Rav Yehuda Amarav should say. Tzlav, only the he should say, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. And since I paskin like Rabbi Kiva, so what's going to be the din by Arla? Oh, paskin like Rabbi Kiva, by Arla. The only din of Arla will be on the avyoinis and not on the kafrisin. Everything more, you know why Rav Yehuda Amarav doesn't simply say halach Rabbi Kiva, because ima halach Rabbi Kiva, have a min hafilu be oretz. I would think even in Eretz Yisrael we paskin like Rabbi Kiva that what? That the orla of tzlaf would only apply to avyoinis and not to kafrisin. Kamash v'lo naznein. Kolameikel ba'aretz aloch gemoisim v'chutz la'aretz. Ab'aretz loy. The only time I go and say that I have this kula, that's in chutz la'aretz. And that's why Rav Yehuda Amarav started off tzlaf shel orla b'chutz la'aretz. You throw away the avyoinis, you can eat the kafrisin. But not in Eretz Yisrael. Chulila. In Eretz Yisrael, since we have a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, we have to be machmir. It's a diaraisa. And therefore, I'm going to hold like Rabbi Elazar, and you have to give meiser from kafrisin too, not just from the avyoinis. So that's why we couldn't say, I paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Because then I would think we paskin like Rabbi Akiva everywhere, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar. But that's not true. Hypaskin, like Rabbi Kiva, only in Chutzlart. That's why you have to introduce him. Even Rabbi Rav, Slav Shel Orla in Chutzlart. Frey Timura, Adazoi, the name Halak Rabbi Kiva, the Chutzlart. The Chal Mekam Bards, Halak Kamaisu, the Chutzlart. Instead of even Rabbi Rav coming up with a brand new case of Slav Shel Orla, the Chutzlart, let him just simply say, we Paskin like Rabbi Kiva. Which Rabbi Kiva? You know the Rabbi Kiva in Maestris that talks about only Evioinois and not Kafrisin. When do we pass on Rabbi Kiva? But only in Chutzlaretz, but not in Eretz Yisrael. And finished. Why didn't we say it that way? Says Yomari Omer Halchi. If you would say that, Abba Min Hanimili Gabi Ma'aser, Ma'aser Ilan. After all, Rabbi Kiva is not talking about Orla. Rabbi Kiva is talking about Ma'aseris. So if I would say we pass on like Rabbi Kiva in Chutzlaretz, I would say by Ma'aseris. What's up is Ma'aseris is different because Ma'aser Ilan the Ba'aretz Kufa Midrabana, the Halacha of Ma'aser Ilan, caper bush, even Eretz Yisrael midrabanan. Why is it midrabanan? Because Rashi and most Rishonim hold that the din of Trumas and Ma'aser Tiraisa is only by three minim: digoncha, tiroishcha, v'yitzarecha. Dogon is grain, tiroishcha is wine, v'yitzarecha is oil. Those three have the din of Trumas and Ma'aser Tiraisa, but caper bush is nishka dogon tirish v'yitza. It's midrabanan. And that's why Rebbe Kiva said only a ma'aser the Avyoinois and not the Kafrisim. And that's why we would pass like Rebbe Kiva in Chutzlaretz, because kol ha'mekel ba'aretz aloch kamoisim b'chutzlaretz. Aber gabi orla de ba'aretz mideraisa, since when we're talking about orla in Eretz Yisrael, that's deraisa by all fruits, unetatem kol eitz ma'achol v'arautam or losi esperioi. This refers to all fruits across the board, apples and oranges and every other conceivable fruit, including caber bush, in Chutzlaretz nami nixer. So I would say that we should be goyzer in Chutzlaretz by our law, that it should also be osir, not only the avyoinis, but also the kafrisin. So if Rabbi Yehuda Amarav would just simply say, we pass like Rabbi Kiva in Chutzlaretz, I would say, you know, when we pass Rabbi Kiva Chutzlaretz, the Gabi Hilchois, Maisrois. And then I would say it's only avyoinis and not the kafrisin. But the Gabi Orla, perhaps even Rabbi Kiva would agree, it's not only the Avyonis but the Kafrisin as well. Kamashmalan, that's why the Yinam Rav had to say very, very clearly that by Tzlaf Shel Orla in Chutzlaretz, only the Avyonis and not the Kafrisin. Ravina Ashkechil Amar Baravashi, the Kozorik Avyonis, the Kochel Kafrisin. He taka saw in Chutzlaretz that Mar Baravashi owned caper bushes which were within the first 3 years of growth. They are Arla, and that's what Itaka did. Like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said, just eat the Avyonis and not the Kafrisin. Amalei my daitach, I know why you came up with this psak, because Rav Yehuda Amar Rav holds like Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva is Michael. And Rabbi Kiva is Michael, Legabi Hilchas Meiser, and therefore the Gemara assumes also Legabi Hilchas Arla, and only by Avyonis and not by Kafrisin. And even though in Eretz Yisrael we might be Machwe like Rabbi Lezer, but and that's why you're saying that the avyoinos you have to throw out, but you're eating the kafrisin with great desire and craving. You're eating the kafrisin gvaldik. Once you're saying you pass like Rabbi Kiva, then go the next step, and we have an even a greater kula in Chutzlaretz, and that is Beishamai. The nun. What does Beishamai say about Tzlaf? Oh, our Tzlaf, our caper bush. The Beishamai oimrim kilayim bekerem. That has the status of if you were to go and plant caper bushes in a kerem, they have a din of kilayim. Beisil oimrim ain't kilayim bekerem. No, it doesn't have a din of kilayim. Eilu ve'eilu moedim, however, both of them agree. Shechai bi orla, the caper bush does have a din of orla. Now, before we continue on, in Hilchos kilayim bekerem, the only things that cause there to be an isser of planting and maintaining kilayim bekerem is only if you're growing tevuah, tevuah would be grain, or if you're growing vegetables. But if you're growing other fruits, that for instance in the same vineyard you also have an apple tree and an orange tree, even though they're one very close to each other, there's no din of kilayim. Kilayim only applies in our case here only by vegetables or by tevuah, by grain. And we're focusing particularly on vegetables. So for example, we started with that Slav says Beishamai is kalayim bekerem. It is kalayim. That means it's a vegetable. Beisil says no, ain't kalayim bekerem. It's not a vegetable, it's gorsh. it's a fruit tree. But they both agree that got the orla that has the din of a fruit tree. Remember, orla is only by fruit trees. It says when a tatam kol eitz ma'achol. What's the din? Then sholishonim yilechem areilim lo yachol, for 3 years you're not allowed to eat it. Zokti mora hagu for kasha. I have a steer. Amis slapi shamir mekalayim mekerem alma min yerakol. Obviously, it's a vegetable. But it's on the elevator moidim shechay ba'orla. Obviously, alma min ilanu. It's a tree. So make up your mind. Is it a tree? Is it a vegetable? Mahalay kasha. This is kifelich. Because beishami silkim esapkiluhu. Beishami has a suffix. Vavdi hochel chumra v'hochel chumra. The gabi hilchis kalayim, he says, maybe it's a vegetable. Chay bekalayim. When you're talking about Hilchas Arla, maybe it's a fruit tree. Chayv and Arla. So you have machmer both directions. But bottom line is, Mikom Hakol Beisham Havli Sofik Arla. Obviously, it's Lav has a din of Sofik Arla, and I'm not sure whether it's Yerek or whether it happens to be a tree. It's whether it's a pre. Utanam, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Sofik Arla, Eretz Yisrael is Osir, because that's Minat Torah. Besuria is Mutter. Surya is in between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, because Surya was what the Gemara calls elsewhere Kibish Yochid. Kibish Yochid means that David HaMelech decided to go and expand the boundaries and borders of Eretz Yisrael, and he captured Surya, and therefore that was originally Chutz Laretz, it was added to Eretz Yisrael. However, since it wasn't done with the blessing of the Sanhedrin and the Urim Betumim, etc., it has what we call a Kibish Yochid, and there's a Machloikis Kibish Yochid, Shmei Kibish, Lav Shmei Kibish. So without going into that sugya, the bottom line is Surya is somewhere in between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz in terms of Halacha. So Sofik, Arlub Eretz Yisrael, Zichar Diyaraisi, it's awesome. If it's a Sofik, Orla in Surya, it's mutter. In Chutzla, it's even more mutter. Yoyrid veloikeach ulbovad shlo yirenu loiket. What does that mean? That if I am going to a goy that's maintaining Orla, and it's in Chutzla Aret, and he has both Orla produce, and he has old fruit produce, in other words, both older trees which are more than 3 years old and brand new trees which are within 3 years old, I'm allowed to go to the goy and say, "Mister, please give me a pound of caper berries." Where is he going to take it from? I don't care. I don't want to know. I'm turning my face. Don't ask. Don't tell. Just give me caper. And then afterwards, the goy comes back. He shouldn't participate. He shouldn't see. He gives it to him. It's a dollar a pound. I pay my dollar and I go home. Oh, so I see that we are mekel when it comes to Arla in Chutz Laretz. And here's a Safik Arla. Since it's Safik Arla, I'm really mekel. If it's Vadi Arla, I can't. But if it's Safik Arla, I can even totally like it. Come on, just give it to me and I'll take it. And no questions asked. So Frekti Gemara, if that's the case, if we're going according to Beishamai, then I would say not only the Kafrisin are mutter, but I would say that even the Evyoinois are mutter. Why would I say the Evyoinois are mutter? Because these are Evyoinois and in Chutz Laretz. And in Chutz Laretz, we just finished saying that it's so much more kulerdik than the case of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, instead of saying that Mar, who was Mar Bashi? Who is the one that he was? Mar Ravashi. That he was Zorik Evyoinois Akochel Kafrisin. Don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva, and who's the grace of Mekel, and says, you can eat Kafrisin. Go paskin like Beishamai. The Beishamai says that you can even go and eat the Avyoinois. And if that's going to be the case, why am I going to say the Avyoinois? Because it's Slav is the Chasofik. How do we know it's Slav is a Sofik? Because Beishamai said it's Kalayim Bekerem, but nevertheless, he says it's Chai Ba'arla. So why would it be Kalayim Bekerem and Chai Ba'arla? Because I have a Sofik. That's what Beishamai says. Avdi Hachaluchoma. So that Sofik is in Eretz Yisrael. But if it's Sofik Arlan Chutzlar, it's Mutter. It's even more Mutterdik than Surya. So in Bazai, you should be able to eat the Avyoinois. Ah, you know these Avyoinois happen to be Vadai from its Slav tree, and you know it's Vadai Arla. It makes no difference because of the fact that Slav, I don't even know whether it's not a Shaila, whether it's Arla. Even if I know it's Vadai, that it was planted this year or next year, in other words, within the 3 years, it doesn't make a difference. Because Slav may not even be a tree. It might be considered Yerokis. It might be considered vegetables. Because it's Kalai and Bekeren, said Beishamai. So Paskin like Beishamai, since it's something Arla, it's Mutter, and you should maybe even be Avyoinois.
And for the Gemara, Bekiva Makam Reb Lezer of Dina Kavasei. Beisham Makam Beisilain and Mishnah. Remember, this was not Beisham in a vacuum. It was Beisham together with Beisilel. Right? Titnan, Slav, Beisham, Ermin Kalayim, Beisilam, Amen Kalayim. Oh, Beisham and Makam Beisilain and Mishnah. It's as if Beisham doesn't exist, if you will. And therefore, if I'm looking for a maker, I can only take Reb Akiva, although we might pass him like Reb Lezer in Eretz Yisrael. But the halach is Kedibri HaMekel B'chutzlar, so I'm going to pass him like Reb Akiva, that's fine, but I'm not going to pass him like Beis Shammai. Okay, so Rabbi said, what have I concluded until now? We've concluded that Avyonis is a real tree, a real fruit, while Kafrisin is only a shell over the fruit, or just a peel, a husk. And therefore, that's what we said in the Amud Aleph, depending on which man the Yom you were talking about. According to Blazer, you do have to give Maiser from the shells, but according to Bekiva, you don't have to give Maiser, only from the Avyonis, and not from the Kafrisin. And for the same reason, we said of Yonam Rav holds that there is no din of Oral in Chutz Laaretz by Kafrisin, only by Avyonis. So Kafrisin is not the real fruit, it's just a shell over the fruit. That's why it's more kuladik, according to Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Zah. Crazy Gemara. I don't understand. It's talking about a fruit, but it's a shoymer lepri. But typically, it's a shoymer lepri. Meaning, that what is the kafri? So we said it's a shell. No, a shell is a shoymer. It's the covering, it's the peel over the fruit. And Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, Veraltam or Lasei es Pirioi. Then why does it say S period? Because the Veraltam or Lasei period. The extra S comes to tell you, as a tofel period. Even if it's not the fruit itself, but it's something which is secondary to fruit, to my new shoyme lepri, also there's a din of arla, so the kafrisin should be osir, because not that they're a fruit, but because they're the shell, the shoyme lepri. That's if the shell remains on the fruit, even after you harvest the fruit. Well, it's a shoyme lepri. It has a din of a shoymer, has a din of fruit, since it's a shoymer, the priest has a din of a fruit, because it's mechuber, even after it's tolish, even after the harvest, it stays with the fruit. Oh, that's the reason why you say es period, the din of arla. But that's by other fruit, other shoymerim, hoche, in our case, by the kafrisin, the mechuber isay, as long as the caper berry is attached to the caper bush, then the kafris and the shell is attached to the fruit. However, betolish, by the time that you're ready to harvest it, guess what? The shell has already fallen off at the final stages when it was still mechuber, before you did the harvesting. Betolish lasa, since it falls off, it's not considered to be a shell anymore. After all, you just harvested the caper berry, and there are no shoymer, there are no kafrisin left on the caper. There are kafrisin that's fallen to the ground. But that's not part of the berry, so therefore it's not considered to be a shoymer lepri, and that's why you can eat it in the orla years. Praytimor esve. Let me ask you a kasha. Esve abai. And now we're going to ask from other fruits that also have shells. Esve abai. Pitma shel rimoin mitzteref esvanei shaloi ein mitzteref. A pitum of a rimoin is somewhat similar to the pitum of an esrig, but not exactly. Rashi says that the pitum of a rimoin, if you see the first narrow line of the Rashi, ha-perach sheberoishoi, those are the beautiful flowers that come out of the rimoin, ken sheesh le-tapuchim le-spargelin. If you ever saw apples in the store, very often the apples come not just with the stem sticking out, but from the stem sometimes you actually see a couple of flowers. That's called the pitum of the rimoin. What's a sparglin? A sparglin is a quince. Anyway, what's the status of the pitum shel rimoin? Mitztarefes. It is mitztaref together with the rest of the fruit for purposes of tumas oichlin. Tumas oichlin means that if you want the rimoin to be mekabel tuma, and the rimoin itself was less than the shear of a kebeya, not really to mekabel tuma, to transmit tuma. In other words, this rimoin already is tamei. How did the rimoin come tamei? Because it was touched first, of course, at the mukshel mekabel tuma, then afterwards it touched a nevela, or it touched a dead sheretz. Oh, so it became tamei, and now you want it to be able to transmit tuma to the next
level, meaning to other foods, that's what we call tumas oichlin, this remind would have the status of a rishon metumah, because the neveva or the sheretz would have a din of an avetumah. The remind would have a din of a rishon metumah. It wants to transmit tumah now to a sheni. It has to have the shear of a kebaya. Now what happens if it didn't have a shear of a kebaya? If the nets together with, not the nets, if the kalipe, where are we? The pitam shall remain. If the pitam shall remain, that's that flower that's sticking out. That, if it's large enough, that together with the remain, now we have the full kishibaya, then it's mitzvah. That's the din of the pitam. As to whether or not it also receives tumah, if it's only a kebaya or more, that's already a machlokes. Toisis requires, not Toisis over here, but Toisis Masechet Pesachim requires that for the purpose of tumas oichlin, not only to convey tumah, but also to receive tumah, it has to be a shear of a kebaya. Okay, nishkan afkimena. But bottom line is, the pitum is mitzarf. V'net sheloi, nets is the outer shell, ein mitzarf. Now this outer shell, when we're talking about the remoin, the nets of a remoin is similar to the kafris by the caper bush. So kafrisin equal netsim. Aha. Okay, zokti yumara. Benetshuloi ein mitztarif. Midakoma netshuloi ein mitztarif. Almudalav oichalu. So we see that the nets is not roi lachila. It's not an oichal. It's only the shoimer of the oichal. The Tana, yet we learned, Kabi Orla, Klipe Rimon, Banet Shaloi, the Rimon, and its nets, that's the shell, that's the kafris of the Rimon, Klipe Egoizim Vagarinim, Chayavim Bi Orla. Also, I see the nets is Chayav Orla, even though it's only a Shoimer. No, I Bazoi Frank to the Gemara, why don't I say the same thing applies to the kafrisim, that even though they're only a Shoimer, they should have a din of Orla. Now you're going to go tell me because it falls off before it comes off the tree, by the caper bush, by the tzlav. The same thing applies to the remind that the nates falls off. Look at the Rashi Chiyam Ba'arla. Rashi is four or five lines higher than we were holding in the Gemara. Chiyam Ba'arla is Rashi. Rachmanu Rabbinu Me'es Perioi. That's the Aralta Morlosai S Perioi. So Rabbinu Me'es Perioi, not Me'es. Me'es Perioi. Hatofel Perioi. Vanetz Leise Shoyme Betolish. The nets is just like the kafrisin. It's not there betolish when you cut it down. When the caper berry, the evyoinais, dry out on the caper bush, the klipa falls off and it falls to the ground. So therefore, the nets by a rimoin is the same as the kafris by a tzlaf. And just like by the remain, I say that the nets has a din of Arla. I should say, but the kafrisin it also has a din of Arla. Yet Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yudah Marav said it doesn't have a din of Arla. Elo Marav. So Rabbi says, you have a good point, and therefore I'm going to make a slight change to what I said before about whether it's a shem of the pri, betolish, b'mechuber, zot rabazai. Hey, chamin, nasa luhu, shem of the peri, hecha, the isa b'shas, gemar, peri, as long as the shell remained until the finished product, samach lebishulei, before it gets ripe, you still have that outside shell, then it's considered to be a shaymer. And that's the case by the nets. By kafris, less mishas kamar peira. As it's becoming larger and larger, even when it's still the mechuber, the kafris falls off. So the difference between a kafris and a netz is that netz stays on the fruit until almost the gemar. Rashi says, kishemagia somach lebishulai, when it's almost totally ripened. Mashenkin the kafris, last mishas gemar peira. When it's time for ripening, the kafris is already fallen off from before. Therefore, it's not considered to be a shoymer and doesn't have a din of shoymer lepri, that's nisraba from me as period. So that's how you want to distinguish between whether it falls off before the Gemar Peira or after it becomes. Both of them we're talking about, both the nets and the tzlaf, we're talking about that it falls off when it's still mechuber. The question is, when does it fall off? Right before the Gemar Peira, so therefore it was a good, effective shell to protect the fruit until the last few moments, so to speak. Or did it really fall off a week ago, 2 weeks ago, or a month ago? So therefore it's not an effective shoymer.
Break the one any. That teretz also doesn't work. Hani mischli di arla. What says mischli? Look two lines up in the Rashi. Mischli is betamri kekafres betzlaf. These are the shells of the tamarim of the dates. So now we have three things which are all shells. We have the kafrisin by the tzlaf. We have the nets by the rimoinim, and we have the mischli by the tamarim, by dates. So what's it then? Hani mischli de orla asir. Do you know why they're asir? Hoil the nasu shoyim lepeir. Oh, they're asir als orla because they're shoyimer. Aha. The shoyim lepeir emesava. When was it in fact a cover, a shell for the dates? Bekufra. The book says kufra. Rashi says bekufra. Look at Rashi. Kishat tamarim kitanim koyde mishulim. They're still very, very premature, small fruit. Even though they fall off later on, when the tamarim develop and they ripen, by that time, finished. No more mischli, because they fell off a while ago. But as long as they're there, b'shas kufra, when they're still small fruit, has the din of a shayim l'peri. So why don't you say the same thing by kafrisin, even though they fall off before the gemar peira, but they were there when they were still, if you will, b'kufra, when they were still very small. Kishatumarim ketanim, here when the caper berries, when they have yoinis of ketanim, they're still there. It should be a din of shoymer, it should have a din of arlam. Don't you want Rav Nachman to tell the Kerbyoisi? Rav Nachman, who is Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman was the one that said over here that mischli the arla are osur because they're shoymer to the small tiny fruit called kufra. Who's the whole like Kerbyoisi? The man, Kerbyoisi. I'm a smother is osur. Smother are tiny, tiny grapes, you know, almost like the oilolois. Rashi says, "Smother osur anovim kimin shenofel haperach v'chol gargir." Rashi is a parallel to our Gemara, two lines higher. Grapes kimin shenofel haperach, when the initial leaves and flowers fall off, v'chol gargir near the atzma, you can see each individual grape on its own. Kari smother. Whenever you buy grapes, you buy a cluster of grapes. You don't see half of the grapes because they're covered by the cluster, by all the grapes in front and in back. Here, however, they're so small, these smaller, you can see each gargar near the atzmai, each one is on its own. What does Rabbi Yossi hold about that? Smother is osur. Why? Because it's already considered a pre in orla year. But it's only Rabbi Yossi that holds smother osur nature who pre. Rabbana say, this is so small, it's not considered to be a fruit yet. And since it's not a fruit yet, the shell to that fruit is not considered to be a shell of a fruit. One is a shoyim lepri nisraba as a result of the pasuk s period. If the fruit is a fruit, but if it's a premature fruit, it's not a pre; it's premature pre. It's very, very early on. Rabbi Yossi says this heitz ocha pre. Premature is pre. They are shoymer. Is a shoyman for its chai biyola. Mashenke the Rabbanan says, come on, give me a break. It's so small, this is gunish. Smother is not a fruit yet. It's these tiny little grapes. It's gunished. And therefore, the covering of it would not have a din of a shoyman lepri. And the Rabbanan holds, says the Gemara, Maskel Rav Simi Mineto, Bishar Ili Miplig Rabbanan Lei. What you're suggesting is that the Rabbanan are not just arguing the case of smother, but kolatera kul by all ilonois, these small little fruits are gunished, and that's why they would hold that kafrisin, even though it's a full shell at the time that the tzlaf is still small, that's gunish. That's not a pre. It's premature. It's not a pre. And therefore, the kafrisin do not have a din of shell. They do not have a din of fruit. They're not included in the esperior. And that's why there's no din of arla. But it's not true. Ma'emesai, ain't going to say lona's bishvias. Now, when you're coming to Shemitah year, you're now going to cut down fruit bearing trees. Now, the truth is, you're now going to cut down fruit trees anytime. However, there are heterim to go and cut down a fruit tree, and that is when the fruits that are produced by the ilan are so valueless that they are worth less than the bark of the tree. Or you don't need the fruit. You need the tree for purposes of furniture, you need it for purposes of of lumber, you need it for purposes of burning, and those are more valuable than the value of the fruit itself, then you have a heter to go and cut it down during non-Shemitah years. We're not saying that halacha lemaisa, people are very machmir when it comes to fruit trees, not to cut them down for any reason, for any purpose. But mitzad halacha, at least according to the Gemara, if they are the fruit have very little value, you would be allowed to go and cut it. But when it comes Shemitah year, ein koytzer d'silonis, if the fruit have not ripened yet, if they haven't come out yet, because if you're going to cut down the tree, you're going to cut down the fruit attached to the tree. So, is a machloikis now, at what point can you cut down the trees in Shemitah? All fruit trees, as soon as the initial fruit starts to bud and starts to emerge, shayinuk, you can go and cut down the trees, and then of course harvest with those small little budding fruits and eat the fruits, and that's fine. You're allowed to cut the trees. Basil Amram, no, it depends on each min. Hacharuvin, boxer, which we're going to have Mietzshem and Chamishus in a couple of days, Mishi Yisharsheru. And what's why it's Mishi Yisharsheru? It's like a Sharsheret. Sharsheret is a... the women wear such chains which have holes in them. And therefore, if you think of what the chorav looks like, as you know, it has those pits in them which are inedible. Not that the chorav is better edible, but it's more edible, but at least the pits are certainly pits. So if you were to cut out those pits and just take the pits out, it would look like a shasheris. It would look like a chain with holes in it, like a woman's type of, like that they could wear for a belt or something like that. So when the charuvan are ready at that point, when they're so large, mishasharsheru, vagfanim, if you're talking about grapes, mishayigru, we'll soon see what the status of gerua is. That's when the grapes are already half, they're not totally developed as full-fledged grapes, but it's much more than just the smother, it's a middle stage. Vazeitzim, when you're talking about the olives, mishayinitzu, when they start coming out and budding, this is not the same nets as we had by the rewind. This is Zaysim. Vishar Kalilones and all other trees besides the Haruv and Kapanim and Zaysim, Mishiyatsiu. As soon as it starts budding, starts coming out, the little incipient fruits, says Basil, I agree to Beishamai, Vishar Kalilones, Mishiyatsiu, as soon as it starts coming out. Aha. Okay. Vyom Ravasi. Ravasi said that we said about the Kifanim Mishiyigru. Hu Boiser, Hu Gerua, Hu Pulalovin. These are synonymous terms. The word boiser, which means mid-stage grapes, gerua, mishiigru, mid-stage grapes, and pulalovan, mid-stage, those are all synonyms. Synonyms? Pulalovan, zolkadaita, pulalovan are beans. Beans you'd find in a chulant. These are not grapes. Elei mishiurei ki pulalovan. Ah, the shear of boiser, or of gerua, that's the shear of pulalovan. Okay, Sutiman Mancham is the Amba Boiser in Smadaloi. Who's the one that says that when is it considered to be a fruit? Only when it gets to the Boiser stage, not when it's at the small little smother stage. That was the stage that we had before of Rabbi Yossi, smother Asr. But the Rabbanan argued. So it's the Rabbanan that says smother is goodish. It's Boiser, that's the real fruit. That's the Rabbanan. Uktani, what did the Rabbanan themselves say? That charcoal is gone, all the other trees, including the tzlav tree, and including the rimoin, and including the tamarim, the date trees, all of Mishiyotzio, as soon as it starts budding. It starts, the little incipient fruit starts coming out, does hey shana fruit, and that's why you're allowed to go and cut down the trees now in Shviyas, because you already got your fruits, you don't have to wait until they become big, big, large fruits. And if that's the case, at that point by the Evioinis, by the caper bush, there's still a shell on it. Although it's not going to stay much longer, it's not going to stay all the way until Gemar Pri, but it's certainly there at the very outset of the growth of the caper berries. So then it's a Shoymer Lepri, and if it's a Shoymer Lepri, it should have a din of Arlam. In other words, the Gemara is saying is that distinction that you tried to make before, whether the shell falls off earlier or the shell falls off later, l'chayda, this distinction doesn't work like the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan consider a fruit to be a fruit, even if it's very, very premature, b'shiyotzio, as soon as it comes out, as soon as it starts, the fruit starts budding out of the sacket. It still comes, it starts emerging from the tree, the shoshana fruit. At that time, everybody agrees that the
Kafris is still there. It's the Hashem of the Pri. If it's the Hashem of the Pri, it should have a din of Arlo. Hello, Marava. I have a new explanation. Hey, Chamrin, Dav, Hashem of the Pri, Hechad, the Chishak, the Slay, the Shoymer, Mayas, Peira. That's only when you remove the shell, the Peri no longer is viable to continue growing. Here, in the case of the other fruit, which is the case of the other fruit, in case of the nets, for instance, the mais peri, the peri does not die, since the peri doesn't die. So, when is it called a shoyim lepri? Then the fruit is going to go and die. Then that's when you consider it to be a shoymer. Hocha, here, the gabi de kafrisin and the avyoinois, kishakasle, even when you remove the kafrisin, the avyoinois are not going to go and die. Fakert, the tzlaf, the caper berry, the caper bush berries continue to grow and flourish and grow and flourish, then it's not considered to be a shoymer. Why is it not considered to be shoymer? Because it's not necessary. When you remove the kafrisin, the avyoinis continue to grow. So clear. Zoktimar. When do I say that S period includes the shoymer? When it's absolutely necessary to have the shoymer there. Because if the shoymer falls away, the peri will die. Oh, so therefore it's so crucial, so essential to the peri. They're just like the peri has a din of Peiris for Arla, the Kafrisin, the shell, also the din of Peiris for Arla. However, in those types of cases where the shell is not necessary, even if you move the shell, the Peiri continues to flourish and to grow and to develop and everything is fine, it's not considered to be a Shoyim of the Peiri and does not have the din of Espirioi, no din of Arla. And the Gemara tells us a real life story. Have of the Gustaka case. Vishaklua Lenetz Rimoina. Somebody removed the shell around the Rimoin, the Yavish Rimoina, and the Rimoin Taka died. And that's why we said earlier on, by the Netz of the Rimoin, that this is a necessary shell, and that's why there is a din of Arla. Remember, we go back to 10 lines at the top of the Amud. The Tanagavi Arla, Klipi Rimoin, Vahanetz Shaloi, the nets of the Rimoin, and the Klipi Egoizim, the blah blah, all of that's Chayavim Ba'arla, because this is a necessary shell, otherwise the Rimoin died. However, Shakulula Pircha, Pircha, remember we had in the Amud Aleph, that was the fruit, the Betisa of the Tzlaf tree, a new name for Tzlaf, we said before, Tzlaf and Nitzpe, and now it's called Betisa. Look at the Rashi. Rashi is parallel to our Gemara. Bidisa avyoinois. If you took away the outside kafrisim from the avyoinois, you can't bidisa. And Baruch Hashem, the avyoinois continue to flourish and exist. So therefore, that's why it's not considered to be an essential part of the pri, and that's why it's not included from in espirioi, and that's why there's no din of arla. And with this, we have concluded the challenging sugya of Tzlaf, which is called Nitzpa, which is called Bitisa, which has the Alim and the Tzmorois, on which you make a Bayer Priya Dama, and the Avyonis and the Kafrisin, which you make a Bayer Priya Eitz, for certain purposes. So according to that man, the Yomer, the Kafrisin and the Avyonis are the same, but when it comes, for instance, to Arla, we said in Chutz Laretz, you cannot eat the Avyonis, but you can eat the kafrisin, because the kafrisin are not considered to be a peri. If they're not considered to be a peri, but there's a shoyim of the pri. If it's a shoyim of the pri, it should be mechuyim out es periyai. Says Yimor, the only time a shoyim is considered to be a pri, when it's essential for the pri's development to have that shell. Here you can have a pri without the kafrisin, because it was a real life story. The kafris was taken off, pikai and betisa, and the avyoinis continued to grow. Okay, we go now to the sugya of pilpili. Pilpili are peppercorns. What happens if a person eats a peppercorn? If she says, "Mishak," you make a shak. Rav Amalikram, Rav says, apparently there's no nourishment value at all. It's even less than melach v'zomis, loiklum, no brocha, period. The Yaz Rav the Tamer, Rav goes to Shitasa, the Omer Rav, kas pilpili, b'yom de kippur. If you were to go and take a peppercorn and you chew it on Yom Kippur, potter. Potter from Koreis, because it's not considered to be a food. Kas zangbilah, even if you took zangbilah, zangbilah is
ginger, if you ginger like you have in ginger ale, if you go and chew ginger b'yom kippur and yom kippur, potter, again, you potter from kars. Frank Yimura, how could that be? May say. Hayir meir oimer mimashu shenu v'ratu molotzi yes periyoy eni deyesh eitz machalu. Rameir is asking somewhat rhetorically. If you look at the Ois Aleph here in the Gemara's, you come to Eretz Yisrael. You plant every fruit tree. Make sure not to go and eat the fruits. How long? Now I ask you, since it says it's a din of varaltam or losi es piriyai, are we talking about a fruit-bearing tree, or we're talking about a barren tree? Obviously, we're talking about a fruit tree, because if it's a barren tree, then there's no peiris that would be osir for orla for 3 years. Muzdachzai, we're talking about a fruit tree. So what do you need to do called Eitzmachal? Eitzmachal, a fruit tree? Of course we're talking about a fruit tree. So Frank Dremeyer, Mimash, then we're not also as period, we're talking about fruit. And you deshe Eitzmachal? El matam loim Eitzmachal. Havi Eitz shetam Eitz yapir yashav. We're talking about that the Eitz itself is itself ro'uy la'achila. And we always think, when we talk about Eitz tam pir yashav, we think about Esroyim. And the Gemara says that there's another min as well that tam eats in periyashav. Which one is that? Bezeu zeha pilpulin. That's pilpul. That is pepper. We're not talking about the peppers like you buy that you put into salads. You cut it up. Green peppers and red peppers and yellow peppers. Not those types of peppers that look like a bell or something like that. We're talking about peppercorns, which are tiny little things. The Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, in Masechta Sukkah, asks, how do I know that the esrig is referring that the pre-Eitz Hodor in the Pasuk and the Arba Mina is referring to Esrig, maybe it's referring to a pilpul. But anyway, for our purposes, Eitz Tam, Eitz Peri Yishom, and that's a pilpul. So that's Eitz Machal. L'lamedcha she'pipilim chal chayim bi'orla, that a pilpul is also chayim bi'orla. U'lamedcha she'en Eretz Yisrael chaseir klum, and Eretz Yisrael Baruch Hashem has everything, mikol tu v'toif. Shenemar, Eretz Yisrael b'meskeid is toichu b'lechem, lo'yisech sakol, but it's not missing anything. And as you know, not too long ago, they found that Eretz Yisrael has large amounts of gas and large amounts of oil, and we're going to be an exporting country to Egypt and other places. Baruch Hashem, sot alles. We just have to open our eyes, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu has to give us siyata d'shmaya, and you find Eretz Yisrael has everything. Anyway, what do I see from that? That pilpulin is considered to be a fruit, and it's included in Eitz Machal, and it's Chayam Bi'orla. So if that's the case, how are you allowed to go and chew it on Yom Kippur? How are you allowed to go and eat it and not make a Bar Pri Eitz, or at least a Shehakal? And Rava says, like, plum garnish. What do you mean garnish? It's a fruit. You have to go make a bracha, and you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Kippur. Every the Gemara loikasha haber tivtoi be a besha. It depends on whether it's still a moist peppercorn, then it's edible. Did of Arla. If it's already hard like a rock, it's biyabeshta, it's already dried out, then you can go and chew it, and then you don't have to make a bracha, it's not roi lachia. What about the ginger? Amr le rabban le marema, kastang vil biyam kippur is potter, vamarova, hay humlisa, the asimi bei hundoi, sharia, the vusais humlisa, says Rashi, lituari, I don't know what lituari is, so therefore I looked up the art scroll, and the art scroll says humlisa, another word which I'm not familiar with, and he says this electuary. What does electuary mean? So he brings here in footnote 45 a paste made with ground ginger and honey. Oh, so this is a food item, a paste which is made out of ginger together with honey. And what's the din of such a humlisa? Let's just call it ginger, a ginger paste. The asim bihundoi means that it comes from L'chayr from India. Shari, you're allowed to go and eat, meaning that you don't have to worry about the din of Bishul Akum, even though it's cooked and processed. And you make a bracha on a Bari Priyadama. How can you? Bari Priyadama? You just said now that ginger on Yom Kippur is potter. In other words, it's not edible. But you do eat it as part of this ginger paste. And so you see that it is edible. If it's still moist, you take and put in the paste, and it's taka edible. And therefore, but if you're talking about it, it's dried out, you wouldn't put it into the paste, and you could even chew it. Not you're allowed to chew the chachil, but if you chewed it on Yom Kippur, you're potter from karis. One more thing. Chavitz kedera v'chein daisa. What exactly is a chavitz kedera? So Rashi says about 10 lines before the end, it's min machal, a type of food, kofui, which is congealed. Just like when you take milk and you let it congeal inside a keva, then what does it do? It becomes either cheese or it becomes butter. Aha. Now what exactly is chavitz kneira? So says Rashi, kam mafarish lo kimcha, there's a certain amount of flour, v'duvsha and honey, u'mishcha and oil, and v'karin lo abrujdi, and they mix all of this together and they cook it in a kneira in a pot. So you have this potted machal, which is, it turns congealed, it comes like a jello, I guess, and this congealed machal has in it some honey, some oil, and some kemach, some flour. And the same thing applies to daisa. What's the daisa? We usually think of daisa being like a farina. So what's the din on these two macholim? Rav Yudah Mishahakol and Rav Kana Omer Bar Menorim Zaitis. Now says Imar, but daisa, great, he's talking about a regular farina. That's a vada. That is basically just flour and water mixed together, and therefore vada bar Menorim Zaitis. Keep pligim a daisa ke'en chavitz keder. Now what means a daisa ke'en chavitz keder? Says Rashi, the Kama Farish Lo, the end of the Rashi, chit de mitpri bashita, that you went and broke the chitim down by grinding it, crushing it, whatever. The havu buduvshin, you added to it the dvash, the honey, and presumably you added to it something else. And the overlooping data, and you go and cook it. So it's a farina, which is not your typical farina, but rather it's farina that was, you had to go and break the chitim. I guess the article says that this is what you would call wheat grits, as opposed to wheat, ground wheat into flour. So this is not as fine as flour. It was just pounded, mitri rashita, was pounded, quite like with a hammer type of thing. It's ground, and it's called grits. Anyway, so what's it about that daisa, which is similar to the chavitz kdeir, of Yudam Shahakal, so the dub sheikr. You know why you make a shahakal? Because you don't look so much at the grits, you look much more at the devash, at the honey. Honey, you make a shahakal. You make a mezaydus. Why? So the smida, if you think that this daisa, the ikr, is the smida, is the flour, Rashi says soles, inside, even if it's not traditional flour, it's grits, but nevertheless, that's the ikr. On Rav Yosef, Kavasa, Rav Kahana, Mistabra, I think Rav Kahana is right. Rav Kahana said that on this daisa, you make a barman of mezaydus. The Rabbi Shmuel, Dabra Shabbai, Kol Sheish, Merchamesh, Saminim, Mavachan, Ola, barman of mezaydus, even if it only has a small portion of mezaydus, you have to make, from the Chamesh Saminim, you make a barman of mezaydus. That's why they say, for instance, on cheesecake, they say that even though most of it's cheese, 75%, 80%, but if you have a small layer on the bottom of mezaydus, you have to make a mezaydus anyway. So that's the same thing by this daisa ke'en chavitz kedeira. It's not your traditional farina. It does not mean not farina made out of regular flour, but made out of something like grits and stuff. What's the halacha? You got to make according to one man the yom berman zaynus, and which is the way we paskin apparently, because that's what it says. Mistavra kavasai, yeah, halka kavasai, rios kavasai of kana mistavra. But nevertheless, Rav Yehuda says you make a shahakal because the dvash, the honey, is the ikar. The boy say, have a good day. Zav kibenish taslocha.